Sunny 101.9, that's Post Malone's big one from a couple years ago. It's called Circles. 8:10 on this Wednesday. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio now, Craig Cugini, who is the city manager of the city of Ishpeming. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in this morning. Glad because you're back. Here to share some updates for folks going into Independence Day. I'm not going to say the 4th of July, right, because that's not when you're doing it. What's going on?
Well, so we decided to do it on the first Saturday of the month. Now, because there was always conflicts of the different community events and trying to make sure everybody has a robust program, it was just easier to pick that Saturday and make things happen for folks. And so we've got all of our events for the 4th, the Independence Day, set for July 1st, this Saturday. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. We have the kids bike race starting at 9:30, followed by the parade at 10:30, community picnic over at Alcoa at noon, and that's all day with music, live music, and vendors. And then we go into our fireworks at 10:30 at night. So that Independence Day celebration is an all-day, community-wide thing. So.
And it's really true that a lot of times, like, for example, like Ishpeming and Marquette were kind of the leading parades, right? So you had the Ishpeming one early in the day on the 4th, and then you had the Marquette one in the afternoon. This way, you can clear all the dockets, take it all in on Saturday in Ishpeming, and then Marquette or Grand Marais or Munising or wherever you decide to go, you can do that later. And that probably was, that was a big part of this, wasn't it?
It really is. I mean, it gives families opportunities to choose. You know, sometimes they go and they do a family camping event and they go to one community one year and they come back home the next year. And in our case, we had a lot of complaints of people saying, I can't keep the kids up late and still get to work the next day because the 4th would fall in the middle of the week. And so they really enjoyed the fact that they could stay up late, have a family gathering, and then sleep in the next morning or do whatever they want to do the following day as well.
You mentioned just a moment ago, you said that you decided to move it to the first Saturday of the month. Is this going to be a regular thing, or is that just because the 4th is on a Tuesday this year?
No, it's the regular thing. Okay. It's going to always be the first Saturday in July from now forward. So there'll be an odd year that when it hits like the 7th, we're well after the 4th.
Yeah, but
but it's always going to just be something people can plan on.
Yeah, there's communities, though, that do that. That, you know, they might not necessarily call it the 4th of July celebration, obviously, because it might not be on the 4th, but they do it at other times, too. It kind of wraps in all of the stuff, the parades and the community picnics and everything. So that's pretty good. Now, the parade, I understand there's a couple of things to keep in mind with the parade.
Yeah, so we just want to make people aware. So we had a sinkhole event earlier in the year, and that happened on the street we usually use as our detour. So people that are familiar with the many years of that detour route will have to find a new detour. So we want to make sure we're sharing that with the community in advance of Saturday so people aren't confused and not able to figure out how to get in. It's not real challenging. It's not something dramatically different, but we want people to be aware of those changes.
If people are looking to find out more information about all of this tied to what's going to be happening on Saturday, July 1st, how do they do that?
So the city's got the detour routes posted on our Facebook page and our city page, and then all things related to the Ishpeming 4th of July Independence Day celebrations are part of the Ishpeming 4th Independence Day Committee. So they have a separate website, ishpeming4th.com, and that's the number 4 with a TH.
Yeah. Ishpeming4th.com. We'll put that link in the posting of this interview at our website at sunny.fm. Before you go, Craig, I also know that, first of all, I extend my condolences to the city for the loss of a council member just recently. And if you could share a little background on that and the call now that you have to fill a vacancy.
Yeah, so we were all very heartbroken last week when we lost a very valuable member of our team. He's been a member of council for many years, on off, the way the terms work out. And he was a teacher in Marquette schools and a proponent for labor unions and in the Labor Hall of Fame with the state of Michigan. And just, it's a real void to have lost our dear friend Stu Skugg. But that said, we still have to move business forward, and so we have a vacancy that needs to be filled, and we have a time limit by our city charter to do so. And so we're looking for some people that may be wanting to engage and be part of the city council and be able to affect the change of the community to make sure that they submit their packet. And they need to come in and pick up a packet, and they need to be qualified by being a resident of the city and a registered voter first. And then they have some nominating petition requirements. So come down to City Hall, ask to see the city clerk and get that packet and understand the filings. And we'll get them in the system.
Is there a deadline to get the application in?
Yes, the application deadline is July 5th, 5 p.m.
Okay, so if you're interested in filling the vacancy on the Ishpeming City Council, you can stop in at City Hall. And I'm sure you can also find out a little bit more about that through your social media for the city as well.
Yep. And for sure on our city page, yep. Ishpemingcity.org.
Well, we'll put that also on the link on our Facebook and our Sunny 101.9 website as we post this interview. Enjoy the Independence Day celebrations, Craig, and we will talk with you again soon.
Thank you, and have a great 4th of July yourself.
All righty. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.
For decades.